Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I must say that I must add my voice to the delegations that just spoke previously in this negotiation. We have really emphasized that it is not our job here to be pronouncing on the hierarchy between different norms of international law. The Vienna Convention on the Law of Treaties is clear. So first, with respect to paragraph 14.4, we add our voice to China in expressing reservation to the second sentence there. We think it goes without saying that where Article 30 of the VCLT applies, then this article will regulate the relationship between subsequent treaties of the same subject matter. Also, we mustn't forget that really rules of treaty interpretation apply in context. So it's very difficult to pick a particular article and single it out and highlight it here in 14.4. We also express our reservation to 14.5. The whole text A and B, also because of the pronouncement on issues related to hierarchy between norms. And again, these issues are dealt with under the laws of treaty interpretation. We are particularly glad that the first part of 14.4 establishes that this LBI is without prejudice to the rules of general international law with respect to both state immunity and responsibility of states. And with the law on international responsibility of states, we presume that what is meant is the responsibility of states, both for internationally wrongful acts, as well as for the prevention of transboundary harm that arises from hazardous activities. And we just wanted to react to Panama's earlier comments that in the case of state-owned enterprises, the issue is more straightforward because in that case for, of course, depending on whether they are commercial or non-commercial activities, there's a question there that arises. But typically, state-owned enterprises, their actions can be attributable to the state. So it's a lot more straightforward to address those issues than with MNCs that are not state-owned enterprises. So it's very important for us to preserve the principles of the law of state responsibility here in 14.4. Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman.